Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call in today, I'll give you the number. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Nathan is engineering the broadcast. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at usaprepares.com. Experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, authors, physicists, farmers, and inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. Today you meet your newest instructor. Harry Cooper is with us, senior USAprepares.com instructor. Harry has a website. It's sharkhunters.com. Today begins the first in a series of U-Boat History. U-Boat History 101 is today's class. 2 hour special on German undersea boats. Welcome, Harry Cooper.
Good morning, Vince.
Good morning, Harry Cooper. You know, you and I met many years ago.
Yeah, we didn't even know it. I mean, we didn't know at that time we'd be talking here in 2014, tail end of the year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we met at the Military Antiques Extravaganza. And this is where people meet to study history, learn history from the artifacts, from the military antiques. And right. By the way, we have a number of friends in common. I mean, we can drop some names, but Colonel Tom Johnson, retired, has been on this broadcast. He also is a USA Preparers instructor. So,
Okay. He's a good man.
He's a good man. And he lives in Virginia. And he hosts the Max show, the Military Antiques Extravaganza. So that's just one of our friends in common. So, Harry Cooper, you are the owner of SharkHunters.com. I have in my hands a book, an autograph book, that you wrote called Hitler in Argentina.
That's
the
correct.
Documented truth of Hitler's escape from Berlin. Let's start with this. We're going to talk for 2 hours about the Germans. Now, Harry, I have been taught that Adolf Hitler and his wife, Eva Braun Hitler, committed suicide in the bunker under Berlin just in the last days of World War II. The Soviet troops were right there, and under orders, the two bodies, after the suicides, were burned beyond recognition. That's what I was taught.
We were all taught that. I believe that up until the time I got into this research a couple decades ago. And, you know, as we discussed previously, we were also all taught that there was a fat guy in a red suit going to come down your chimney on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and Yeah, well, we did, and that was a lie. Ethan Indigo Smith was on the air with us, another one of our fabulous instructors from California, and he wrote a piece on that, and he said, you know, why do we do this? Why can't we just tell the truth?
So, I guess it's because it's just kind of self-perpetuating. The same with the Hitler suicide thing, although there was a much more definite reason for that. We had to have the end of the war tied up in a nice, neat package with a bow. I'm old enough, I remember the war. I was a kid during the war years. And in the beginning, we were fighting against Germany, Italy, and Japan. But after about middle of 1943, when it was obvious that we were going to win, the press all showed that we were fighting against Hitler, Tojo, and Mussolini, the three most evil men in the world, according to the press. And there's no question what happened to Mussolini. He was hanged by his heels in a gas station and machine gun. Tojo shot himself, didn't kill himself. Well, the U.S. nursed him back to life and then hanged him. I would think it would have been a lot more expeditious to just give him another bullet. But Hitler, the one they described as the most evil of all, they couldn't very well say, well, we got two out of three, and if you're batting 667 in the major leagues, you could probably get paid $1 million a game. Plus, there's a lot more, as you read in the book. My theory, which I think is a solid one, about his fate. You know, people ask me, well, why didn't they go after him? And because, the higher-ups knew. We've got dozens and dozens of FBI files that show that the FBI and the CIA, OSS at the time, knew that he got away to Argentina. So why didn't they go after him? So I asked, well, who is they? Well, Israel. Why didn't Israel go after him? I remind him that there was no such place as Israel in 1945. It didn't happen until 48. Well, how about the Mossad? Well, with no Israel, there was no Mossad until well after Israel got started as a state. Well, then, okay, then the light comes on, just like over Wile E. Coyote. He gets that little light blossom above his head. Or the USA. Why didn't we go after him? That's where it all comes together. My career field in the Air Force was thermonuclear weapons, special weapons. And I went to 6 months intensive training on the special weapons. And the first week or two or three, we were seeing films of the early U.S. Accomplishments, achievements, struggles, etc., in making the atom bomb. That was before we had hydrogen bombs, just the atom bomb. And we had problem after problem after problem. According to the book Japan's Secret War, released in 1984 by one of our members, Bob Wilcox, according to that book, Japan test-fired their first weapon 1 week before we test-fired our first weapon. But Japan had the same problem we did. They had no, they had limited supplies of fissionable material. Also, I'm not going to go into great detail on how a nuclear weapon works, but you've got a kind of a spherical device with 64 specially shaped charges made out of comp B and baritol, etc. And each one of these 64 has to detonate at exactly the precise same millimicro instant second to implode the thing and crush the uranium inside into making it supercritical. And if one goes off a zillionth of a second too soon, then the whole thing shatters and you got nothing. We were having trouble with the triggering devices. Well, the submarine U-234, which was a big mine-laying submarine converted into being a cargo hauler, had it was on its way to Tokyo. When the war ended, they were in the middle of the North Atlantic, going to go down the coast of Africa and around into the Indian Ocean and off to Tokyo. In addition to 560 kilos of uranium oxide, they also had cubes of weapons-grade uranium. They also had a living cargo of scientists and military specialists. Excuse me. And one of the scientists was a guy named Dr. Heinz Schlicker. And he was the guy who designed the infrared triggering devices for the nuclear blast. Well, the war ended. They got the word from U-boat headquarters saying go to the nearest Allied port, hoist a black flag, radio, and surrender. So they came to the U.S. Dr. Schlicka suddenly got yanked off the boat and headed into the Manhattan Project. And lo and behold, our scientists got real smart, and we have everything we needed within about a month of the German surrender. And that's about the same time Hitler disappeared to South America. And we believe that that was the quid pro quo. Just leave Hitler alone, let him live out his life quietly down there, don't start a fuss, and you'll get all this stuff from Germany rather than turning it over to the Soviets. Now, for those who, you know, we run into skeptics who like to look on Hitler as their hero, and that's fine if that's what they want. You know, he was not the evil man he was portrayed to be, but yet they like to think of him dying at the head of his troops fighting against the Bolsheviks. Well, that's not even what history tells us. History tells us he died cowering in the basement. And that's not true either. He was ready to die with his troops. But Martin Bormann, the real power behind the Reich after a while, he intended to keep the movement alive, which he did, but he needed a figurehead. So we have eyewitness account backed up by American and German agents that Hitler was forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann. He and Eva Braun were removed from the bunker and moved to South America. And that is flat-out fact. I know there are people who like to say, well, you know, they got the skull in Moscow. Well, that skull was checked by a forensic pathologist who had no dog in the fight at all, and he found that this was the skull of a female. So no matter what you think of Hitler, he was not a cross-dresser. And they talk about the body. Where's the body? Nobody's seen the body. We have photos of the pit, and there's no body in it. We have photos of the sofa in Hitler's private chamber, and there's a small amount of blood on it. If he'd have shot himself in the head, as the accepted history says, the wall behind there would have been splattered with blood and brains. I know this for a fact. Many years ago, I had a burglar come into my house. And he was going to rob me, and I was forced to shoot him. And you don't get a little red spot, you get a mess. So, even as a dental record, they were put together well after the war by a dentist who was...
Harry, hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Commercial.
Yep, we're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back. Harry Cooper, SharkHunters.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, December 12, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.34, $630.67 for a half ounce, or $315.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.34, $630.67, and $315.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class on Monday. On Monday, we've got a meetup at Jimmy's Egg. And we've got a seminar for you on court. What to say in court, what not to say in court, how to use the system in your favor. Okay? It's going to be a serious class. So if you're interested in being with us on Monday, it's at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. It's absolutely free. You can have dinner with us if you'd like. So the first seminar is going to be about court, what to say and what not to say, and how to make the best of a bad situation, how to even avoid court if you can. We're going to teach you that. And we're also going to have a movie, and it's going to be about history. Gun confiscation, gun control, and how millions of we the people from all over the world were murdered, executed, dismembered, bayoneted, buried alive because we didn't have the ability to fight back. Don't give up your guns. Don't give up your guns. Don't give up your protection. That's Monday at Jimmy's Egg. Harry Cooper's with us, and this is U-Boat History 101 in a series, and there'll be many more of these broadcasts with Harry Cooper teaching history, what really happened, the absolute truth.
Absolutely.
You can go, yes, you can go to usapreparis.com, page one, and there's a link if you're driving, and you can't go to Harry Cooper's website. You can just click on usapreparis.com. Under the instructors, you can click click on the authors section. It'll take you right to his website, or you can go to page one of USAPrepares.com, and there's a post there, and you click on that, and it'll take you right to his website, sharkhunters.com. So we were talking about Argentina. We were talking about Adolf Hitler and his wife, Eva Braun. Eva Braun Hitler, escaping. And living in Argentina. Tell us more, please.
Okay. Before I get into that, let me just mention that any of your students who are online right now, if they'd like to send an email to us, and they can get the email off the website, and say they listened in today, I'll send them a copy of our magazine. You get the magazine, you know.
I do.
I will send them a comp copy electronically by the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, and it's a fabulous magazine, class. And your email address will not be sold. It will only be used to give you this.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way,
any information that comes into us stays with us. We don't sell, trade, loan, or any of that information to anybody at all for any reason.
Mm-hmm. So, and if you'd like to meet Harry Cooper, we're going to have a book signing. You won't believe the number of books that are available that Harry has written. And there's going to be a book signing at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you'd like to meet Harry Cooper, that'd be March 27, 28, and 29, right here in Lebanon, Missouri. And there'll be more information, you know, over the next couple of weeks about, you know, the expo and discounts at motels and so forth. But this is the kind of instruction that we're going to be providing, and Harry's going to be speaking at the expo. So
I'm looking forward
to meet him.
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it is. And so, Harry, tell us more about Argentina and Mr. and Mrs. Hitler.
It just has an interesting ring when you say it that way.
yeah.
Okay, so there's no question he got down there. There are some books that I won't mention that think he went down there on a submarine. He did not. He was claustrophobic, and the thought of 18 to 24 days... No, it was longer than that by submarine, a couple of months. You know, that wouldn't have worked. We have what sets us apart from any other researcher, or what sets me apart from any other researcher, writer, et cetera, is that I'm head of this group, Shark Hunters, which has 8,000 members, minus those who have passed on. Some of them are spooks. They're still active agents from our country, from other countries, and researchers. And so they find this information. They send us copies of the files. We just got an email yesterday, the name and the background of Hitler's double. You see that famous picture of Hitler patting the young Hitler Youth guys on the cheek outside the bunker?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That was not him. That was...
Wow. We're going into another break. Harry Cooper's with us, and we're talking about Adolf Hitler, and now we're talking about his double. And I have seen that photograph. I've seen that video. And even the tremor was evident in his hand. We'll be right back.
Yep, hand.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Harry Cooper's with us, and his website, sharkhunters.com. Sharkhunters.com. And if you'd like to go to his website, please do.
And he's offering a copy of his magazine, so just send him an email and contact him through the website. Hitler's Double. Harry, you've been telling us about Hitler's Double. I saw that video. I'm sure many of our students in class and instructors who are listening today have seen that video of what appeared to be Adolf Hitler talking with the youth, the Hitler youth, and his hands were clasped behind his back, and you could see his hands shaking. What was that all about?
Right. Well, he also patted one of the young fellows on the cheek. Mm-hmm. Well, it's fairly agreed upon, understood, whatever, that he had the beginnings of Parkinson's at that time.
Right.
Plus, he had to have been under tremendous mental strain. I mean, the walls were coming down all around him. He had nothing left to fight with, and the Soviets were closing in. Berlin was almost entirely ringed. It was not totally ringed, as you saw in my book. There was a small corridor up to a certain point. And many people got out, including the one guy who gave us this story in the first place, a Spaniard who was working for the SD of the SS, the Sicherheitsdienst of the Schutzstaffel. He was in an intelligence position. He spent the last 3 months of the war in the Führer bunker. He left about just a few days before Berlin fell. But he saw Hitler physically, forcibly drugged under orders of Martin Bormann and removed from the bunker. And we have learned now that from, this is our one agent we call Pizarro. Pizarro doesn't miss a trick. We just got more documents from Pizarro, who dug them out of some forgotten Stasi archives. There were no orders signed by Hitler after 23rd of April. He allegedly committed suicide on the 30th of April. The war continued until the surrender on the 8th of April. But from the 23rd of April onward, the orders were all signed by Martin Bormann. So if Hitler was still there, why wasn't he signing the orders like he was supposed to be? And the reason is, he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how he got out, they flew him out of southern Bavaria, what was referred to as the Southern Redoubt. His doctor and his pilot, Hans Bauer, were sent down there a day or two before he was. And they flew off to Spain or Norway. I'm away from my files. But from there, there's no doubt how he got down south. Germany, the Luftwaffe, had three planes, three versions of a plane called a Ju-390, the Junkers 390. They only built three of them. They were nicknamed the truck because they were so huge. They were six-engine planes. Three of them were made. They were designated as V1, V2, V3. Had nothing to do with the missiles. That's just the nomenclature, V1, V2, V3. V3 was never completed. It was scrapped up, snatched up by the Allies when the war was over. V1 had some mechanical problems, and V2 was 3 meters longer, which is 10 feet longer than V1, which meant it had additional fuel capacity. And so in the closing moments of the war, they took the propellers off of V1, put them on V2, and flew out of a little airstrip. The pronunciations are escaping me. I think it was Seidnitz or something like that. We've got the maps, and it's in the book. Flew out of there. This airplane could fly forever without refueling. I think it had like 6,000-mile range. And it flew down to, not Argentina, it flew to Uruguay. And we have a chart handwritten by one of the people who was there, of a little town called New Berlin, interesting name for a town in Uruguay, and there was a 15-kilometer stretch of highway, flat and straight with no obstructions. And that's where this Ju-390-V2 landed. There's a little woods at one end of it, and they put an RDF station, a radio direction finder station, in there so the thing could come in. Hitler and Eva Braun were on that plane. There were other items on the plane, some of which I can talk about, some of which I can't talk about just yet. One of them was the so-called Nazi bell. I don't know if you're familiar with that. This was a bell-shaped device which had contra-rotating centrifuges inside it, and it rolled up to some incredible number of RPMs. And I'm still not that familiar with its exact purpose, but there's a guy named Igor Witkowski in Poland who is the real expert on that. But that thing went down there, and the plane was immediately disassembled, and the pieces all dumped. Now, I'm going there again in March. But the bell was sent to Patagonia. Hitler and Eva Braun were sent to Patagonia. And there was a big ranch, the Estancia San Ramon. And that's where they wintered in July, August of 1945. And yes, that is the dead of winter in Argentina, you know, because our seasons are reversed. When the weather broke, they went to the estate. It's called Inalco. And you saw pictures of it in the book. As a matter of fact, there's a picture of the estate on the front cover of the book. I took that photograph when I was there in 2008. This estate was built in the closing moments of the war by Mercedes of Argentina, allegedly or ostensibly or whatever, to be sort of a vacation estate, escape place, whatever, for Mercedes executives in Argentina. It's way out southwest, 700 miles southwest of Buenos Aires, almost to Chile, and it's up the finger of a long, huge lake. So, the estate was built by Mercedes money. To the best of our research, nobody from Mercedes ever went there. It was ready. Hitler and Eva moved in. They stayed there for 10 years until the area got discovered as a tourist area, a huge, beautiful lake for fishing, and the mountains, the Andes Mountains, for skiing in the wintertime. And we've got pictures of Otto Skorzeny, Hitler's number one commando, and also Hans Ulrich Rudel, probably the greatest pilot ever, skiing in the Andes. Well, why not ski in the Alps in Bavaria? Because that's where they lived. But no, they were down there. Rudel lived down there. He and Adolf Galland and Werner Bombach, three of the big names in the Luftwaffe, were down there for years reconstructing the Argentine Air Force. They were buddies with Juan Perón. And so the bell, excuse me, the bell went to an island called Hoymel Island on this lake, Nahuelwapi. And in 1947, 2 years after the war ended, German scientists built a nuclear research laboratory on that island. And I've been in the ruins of it. Pictures of that are in the book and on my website also. You can go to the website and click on previous tours, and then you click on Argentina. You see all these photos. You click on Brazil. I was on the secret island off Rio, where they stopped for fresh water and food on their way down, as long as at least 2 years after the war was over. 1947 was a very interesting date. That's when things started to reoccur down south. So, getting back to, I warned you, I get tangential every so often.
This is fascinating. Absolutely. every syllable is fascinating.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Getting down back to why didn't they go after him? And once we have determined that they refers to the United States, we step back in history to 1945. Juan Perón was a colonel in the Argentine Army. He didn't have a fortune. He didn't have property. He was just a colonel. 2 years later, he had a huge fortune. He was a general. He was president of Argentina. He didn't play the Florida lottery, I know that. So where did it come from? Well, we know that Martin Bormann went down there, and he had a whole mess of valuable minerals, gold, silver, et cetera, when he came down. He came down on a submarine, and he had banknotes. He also had the key numbers for all the hidden bank accounts, not only Swiss, but Uruguay. They've got banking laws that are like the Swiss banking laws used to be. So he arrived in Buenos Aires with an incredible fortune at his fingertips, and suddenly he and Juan Perón were best buddies because Juan Perón had his hand out. Mm-hmm. And when Evita went to Europe on her Rainbow Tour in 1947, she was moving money around, and she took a lot of money out of Borman's accounts, hidden accounts, and put into Juan Perón's account. So everybody involved was making a massive amount of money. We're not talking hundreds of thousands. We're talking billions in those days, which is a bunch more than that today. So to get Hitler or any of the big guys out, like Mengele, like Bormann, like any of those guys, it would have required a full-scale military invasion because Juan Perón was not about to let go of his cash cow. People like Eichmann, that's a different story. Adolf Eichmann, who was in charge of transporting prisoners to camps, etc. The Mossad went down there and got him, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, something like that. He was easy target because he didn't have the money. He had a tough job. He worked in the factory at Mercedes of Argentina, which is a three-hour bus trip out of town. He worked all day, three-hour bus trip back. He and his sons built their own house. There's a picture of it in my book. It was about 20 feet by 20 feet. Not such a house. Aha, I hear music.
Yeah, that's more of a small, cabin you're describing. You know, the book that Harry Cooper is mentioning is called Hitler in Argentina, The Documented Truth of Hitler's Escape from Berlin. You can get it at the website. You can go to sharkhunters.com. Harry Cooper and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day,
God,
you're
take when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Harry Cooper's with us. Harry, I can just imagine what people might think when they come to the farmhouse for the first time. If they come into the studio, they'd see right behind me a photograph. Now, this is not a print. This is not a reproduction. It's an actual photograph of LZ-129, the Hindenburg. Mm-hmm. And it was taken at Lakehurst Naval Air Station on the voyage before the one where it was engulfed in flames, and there was right. a lot of thoughts about that. But you know, I have a lot of Nazi antiques, if you will, German antiques, swastikas on them, photographs, daggers, and so forth, and books here right. at the farmhouse. And it was interesting. Dr. Joel Wallach was here. He came to the farmhouse, and he was looking at the library, and his eyes caught this set of four books called Doctors of Death. And it was about the German doctors during the period we're talking about, the Third Reich. And right. he said, I want to buy these. I said, well, you can't do it. actually, they're very, very limited. It's very hard to find these. But
everything's for sale. Just get out the big checkbook.
Yeah, some things I'm really attached to. And right. so we're talking about the contents of your book, Hitler in Argentina. Class, if you'd like this, you can go to sharkhunters.com, and it's $25. It's a fabulous, fabulous book. I suggest you consider this. If you're interested in unlearning what you were taught and learning the truth, this is something that you might want to consider seriously. So we were talking about Eichmann and how he was living in a 20 by 20 or 400 square foot building, house, if you will. He wasn't doing all that well, was he?
No, the average garage is bigger than 20 by 20, and he and his sons built it themselves. As I said, he worked in the Mercedes factory. He worked, that was his third job over the years he lived there. He worked in three different factories, one, you know, a few years in this one, a few years in that one. The last one was Mercedes, as I say. Mm-hmm. And but on the weekends, he sold fruit juice at the, we can't call it the seashore, but, you know, it's a beach on the Rio de la Plata. And so he was hand to mouth. And so it was easy for the Mossad to send in a six-man team to ambush him, grab him, and haul him out. And he was not contributing to Juan Perón. So Perón, I'm sure, didn't care any more about him than he would have just a street burglar. It wasn't like Mengele, Bormann, and hundreds more that were kicking big bucks to him. Eichmann was just Eichmann. So anyhow, there's also photos in my book of this little house with the swastika flag flying and also the Argentine flag. The older son of Eichmann was so incensed after the Mossad grabbed his father, he put up the swastika flag and he went around wearing a swastika armband, which of course is not illegal in South America. It's only illegal in Europe now, where if you see a swastika, your brain will melt and you'll become an idiot or something. So, and it's heavy, heavy penalties in Europe if you're caught wearing a swastika. You're looking at 3 years in a pokey with no early release. So anyhow, and I've been to the site where Eichmann's house was. It's all gated off now, fenced off. You can't go in there. Just chain link. You can take pictures, but nothing left. It's been demolished. We went to, I say we, I'm an old race car driver, even though it's me. You have to, everything has to be we, us, the team, etc. Anyhow. Oop, I tell you what. Music again.
Yes. We have another hour coming up with Harry Cooper, and we're talking about Hitler's escape. Hitler, Adolf Hitler, and his wife, Eva Braun Hitler, their escape to South America. He did make it out of Berlin, and we're going to talk more about it. I'd like to hear a little bit more about his double, too, when we come back. Hour number two coming up with Harry Cooper. I'm Vin Fennelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free, and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Zorn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
In a
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.